Let me characterize those views for you. On the one side, we have a very vocal, organized, well-funded advocates who insist that drug legalization is a silver bullet for addressing our nation's drug problem. Then we have the other side. Now, on the other side of the debate are those who insist that a law enforcement only war on drugs approach, the one that was just mentioned, is the way to create a drug-free society. You know, if only we could spend more money on prisons and enforcement and increase arrests and the seizures of drugs, that logic goes, the drug problem will at some point just go away. Well, the Obama administration strongly believes that neither of these approaches is humane. They're not compassionate, not realistic. Probably most importantly, they are not grounded in science. The approaches also do not acknowledge the complexity of our nation's drug problem or reflect what science has shown us over the past two decades. Whenever you can put the answer to a complex problem on a bumper sticker, you know you probably don't have much of an answer. And that's why 2 weeks ago we released the National Drug Control Policy, and it pursues a third way for our nation to approach drug control. This is a 21st century approach to drug policy. It's progressive, it's innovative, it's evidence-based, and it represents what we believe is a way ahead for drug policy. You know,